Hello, Janice. How are you? How's school? I trust by now you have graduated. Are you now working? How's life generally? I hope you're doing well. Well, it's been quite a while. I really like the fact that you don't just keep things to yourself. Just, you know, imagine in your heart, but you ask. Because in asking, you'll get the answers. I do desire the channel of communication open, so you can ask your questions. I've always been willing and free to answer you. I know the last time we really got to talk was before my wedding, and I know I was supposed to have a meeting with all of you. Joanna was supposed to plan out the meeting, but I think it was a day to the meeting, or that few hours of the meeting, she said she couldn't. We never had time to talk after that. Before the wedding and then after the wedding, all of a sudden things just went off. You know, I didn't hear from you again. For me, that's confusing for me. I mean, because that's the only thing I can remember, that I gave you links for the wedding and online links to watch the video. And after that, I didn't hear anything from you and Joanna. But whatever the case, it's always good to, if it's something that you know, I have done wrong, or anybody has done wrong, you know, just me, it's always good to let them know. And let them know what you feel and why you feel what they've done is wrong. Because for all you know, what you feel might just be not exactly the position of things. What many of us, you know, what we don't really realize is that people are going through different things. And their responses to matters generally are based on what they're going through, based on the knowledge, whatever information they have in their head about the thing. And sometimes you might think, oh, they did this because of this cause, but no. Sometimes it's just they've weighed things and they've taken the options that is the best for that situation and that season. For me specifically, I'll tell you, over the years, my options when it comes to decisions have reduced. But every time I take a decision, I'm only thinking about not just myself, but my children. I mean, one of my greatest regrets is that I did not, you know, you were too young when I left for me to explain things to you. I know over the years, I spoke with Joanna a few times, not even Stephen, but with Joanna a few times. And I explained to her a lot of times why you, my children, were my focus in anything I did. Because for me, you were the only people that I needed to protect, or my actions needed to somehow cover you, every one of you. So the plan to leave was because of my children. But it didn't work out as fast as I thought it would. So every decision I'd taken after then had been based on my situation, based on my circumstance, based on my capacity at the time, based on my limitations, based on everything that was around me, and I took decisions that I thought were the best options that I had. So for me, it was I'm a little bit surprised. I don't understand. Is it because I got married that things went into silent mode? But of course, you guys know that your mother had moved on many years ago. She had told me from even before I left, she was telling me, okay, she has moved on, I should move on. Anyway, I hope that's not. I hope there's something else. That's the thing, because for me, it doesn't make too much sense to me, because you all know her actions. You know exactly the things she's wanting to do. You know when she got divorced. You know everything. I also have to pick my life up. You know, get up from the rejection and try to build my life again. But anyway, the key thing here is this: whatever it is, let me know. Let me know what exactly is it, what I've done this time around that's making you silent or has made you, you know, withdraw. Whatever it is, let me know. Because at least the good thing is that if it's something that I need to change, something I need to make amends with, then I know to make amends. But again, letting me know gives me an opportunity to explain certain things that you might not know. Situations, circumstances surrounding my decisions. Well, you know, over the years I realized that our family has been a victim of manipulations. And what broke us apart is just the enemy playing games and trying to hurt us. Okay, I didn't speak with you, but I spoke to Joanna and Stephen, and I told them that this attack is not about me or your mother. We're grown. We've lived our lives. These attacks are about you, the children. And the attack is not it's to create a situation where you guys don't grow up to your full potentials because of hurt, because of disappointment, and because of all the other snares and traps of the enemy. It is focused towards you, the children. And that is why I fought it from the beginning. From the beginning, I fought it. Because I knew what the enemy wanted to do. You know, but now we are where we are. We've gone through different things, difficult situations, difficult stuff we've all gone through. But we are in a place right now where we can decide and say, look, we have a family. And our family is the only one we have. I don't have another family, basically, in terms of, in the real sense of the word. We have a family. We don't have any other. And where we are right now, we can decide and say, okay, we would want to at least build up our relationship. We should be in the place where we're prepared to pick up the pieces and say, look, we want to build up our relationship, even if it's not like it used to be. Even though we might not be able to live in the same house. But at least a family is a family. A family are a group of people who look after your interests, people who fight for you if they need to, people who have your back, people who pray for you, people who support you in any way they can. That's what a family stands for. That's what a family is there for. And we are a family, but we are still family. The blood that flows in me flows each one of my children. But not just that, we've been together all this while. We've built up a family relationship. Things have happened, but it doesn't clean up what we've always had together. And that's why we are smart enough, each one of us, smart enough, strong enough. We've helped other people solve their problems. We can help ourselves solve our own. We can decide to use every knowledge we have, every strength we have, and courage, and what God has put in us to try and build back our family. Because where we are, it's a place of defeat. One might say, okay, no, it's better we are apart, it's better we know how to accept. No. You know, there's something, I don't know whether you remember, but I've always said it, something I learned. I learned in a quote someone said, the only reason why somebody can step on your feet, on your foot, is because they were close enough to do so. The only reason somebody will step on your foot is because they were close enough to do so. In a world where many people are not close, being close enough is a good thing. But being close enough has its own issues. And one is somebody can step on your feet. And that's what happens in families. But when it happens, we forgive. When it happens, we let go, because it's not out of malice or wickedness. It's just because when we get that close, we can say things, do things that, you know, might rub somebody the wrong way. But I want to state clearly that there's nothing I have done to any single person that was out of malice or wickedness or taking advantage of anybody at all. My hands are clean. But I know I'm not taking decisions or said things that could have hurt people. And I apologize for every single one of them. The way I've related with every one of you will let you know that I relate with you from a place of respect, from a place of humility. I'm not that shouting that was some years back. No. You're adults, we can discuss. But let's always remember, we're family. It is love that has kept us together over the years, like a family. Things have come to destroy that, but we cannot allow that continue. Because we have this family is the only one we have. So for me, it's an appeal. It's an appeal that you have been one person who's always been, you know, big-hearted enough to open up your heart and communicate and speak and ask great questions and seek to resolve things. That's your gift. It's always been there. You want to, I mean, you have the gift to relate with people, no matter who they are, where they come from, or what. You've always had that gift and that ability. And that gift and that ability can help us here. While everybody's hurting and going to, no, we can rise up. Those are things that hurt. No, it happens every day, but we get over it. For a family, we need to get over all those things. I know that nothing has been done from out of malice, out of wickedness, out of trying to oppress somebody. Or no. No, we've done things the way we understood or felt they should be done. But never out of malice, never out to hurt the other person. It's been out of what we have termed love. You know, sometimes it's... But basically what I'm trying to say is that we are at a place where we can use what we know to help ourselves. Because we can't continue like this. And we might think, oh, we're grown up. I don't need this one. I don't need any person in my life. It's not true. It's not true. As a family, we need ourselves. The people you met a year ago, 3 years, 4 years ago, they're not the same thing as your family you grew up with from scratch. At a time like this, we need each other. Even the most now. Well, I'm pouring out my heart. And I pray that you understand a bit of, even if just a bit of what this is. I pray that God will help us, because it's possible. We have what it takes to be able to build back our relationships. And may God help us all. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.